In giving Utah a D for public integrity, authors of the investigation point to the state's lack of ethics enforcement, its weak asset disclosure laws for elected officials, and no requirement that lobbyists disclose their compensation. For instance, although state lawmakers are required to fill out and publicize a conflict of interest form, Democratic Representative Rebecca Chavez-Houck of Salt Lake City says it doesn't always prevent that conflict.
I do have concerns with, for example, sponsoring legislation that might impact industries or professions that we are a part of. And I think in those areas, there's definitely room for improvement, but it's one of those situations where people don't want to fix something that benefits them.
The lawmaker has backed legislation to allow an independent ethics commission the opportunity to provide advisory opinions to legislators, another to establish an elections commission, and another to limit donations for campaign contributions, none of which have passed. Chavez-Houck is a member of the House Ethics Committee and sat on the Governor's Commission on Strengthening Utah's Democracy. She says the commission made 11 recommendations, and only two or three of them have passed out of the legislature.
You know, if we could just even revisit some of those proposals and move those forward as new laws and new legislation, I think we'd be improving on our current grade and our current status in terms of integrity in politics here in Utah.
Mark Thomas, Director of Elections in the Lieutenant Governor's Office, says some areas of the study are certainly not as critical as others.
For instance, the salary that a lobbyist receives. You know, I don't know how critical that is or how important it is. You know, campaign finance, I think people could argue a good argument that, hey, this could use a really close scrutiny.
Thomas says each year the Lieutenant Governor's office provides a list of recommendations to the legislature, but many of them never pass.
Some of those include having a regulatory body that looks at election complaints, and they kind of address that in the survey as having some sort of ethics commission or ethics enforcement. We do talk with the legislature about, hey, additional funding for our office to allow us to do some more work and being able to look at these reports and to review them.
Thomas says the system needs improvement, but those ambitions will take time. Although the study says Utah has no public records ombudsman, Utah lawmakers unanimously passed a bill this session to create such a position. And the report notes lawmakers also passed a bill to create ethics commissions for local governments. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.